People don't even read their Bible, for heaven's sakes. They go to church on Sunday and they think they're just doing God a big favor. And they put $2 in the offering plate and they think everything's just cool. Well, you're nuts, my friend. You know, this guy comes to my house. He's a Satanist from one of the Satanist churches here where they sacrifice babies and melt those babies into candles, their skin, and that's supposed to give them more demonic power. And these Satanists came to my house, 5 of them, and threatened my life. Every time I got a chance, my Bible tape's on in the car. Actually, I don't even have a car right now. My car got stolen 4 weeks ago. And the Dallas police hardly do nothing to help me. It's even hard to get my insurance money for my car. So anyway, I'm bussing it around. Don't laugh at me, you idiot. You got the nerve to laugh at me, sitting there on your couch, fat, eating your Doritos.
Hey, freaks! It's Monday, July 12th, 2010. Coming up on the program today, yelling at tards, plus more baby trading on Craigslist, and aren't there any hookers with pretty teeth? No, there is not. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson back for the Monday edition, kicking off a brand new week of programs. Now I'm going to take a picture to remember the day we spilled the paint.
I don't really want to.
Oh, Jake, it's okay. All the other boys do it. Mr. Max spilling paint on every single child? What a clumsy old fool. Stupid kid should have realized something was up there.
Mr. Max touched my penis, and well, I was so surprised, I didn't know what to do. I mean, it didn't hurt or feel bad.
Fag, gay, fag, homo, queer, fairy, didn't feel bad. You liked it, homo. Now that I got that out of the way. Do you have a great program for you? I'm not sure which listener sent this in. I apologize, I don't have your name. But there are a group of near-deads who have produced a safe sex video. Here is the local news story reporting on this. Must have been a real slow news day.
They're silly-looking clay figurines that come to life with a serious message.
Free condoms, protect yourself, practice safe sex.
My particular part is I give out free condoms in colors.
She's like an elderly condom clown. I give away multicolored condoms. It's fun, honk honk.
In colors. And you know what? That's just what I would do in life.
That's Marion Marker, by the way. She's one of the creators of Sex and the Seniors.
She's just part of this typical bunch of senior citizens who do a lot more than weave baskets and play cards. They made a claymation video.
Now, what I have to mention here is that this safe sex video is not for kids. This is a safe sex video produced by the elderly for the elderly. Look, if you are 80 years old and you haven't figured out what the hell a condom is and how to have sex properly, forget about it. It's too late.
About the dangers of seniors having unprotected sex.
Forget about STDs. They need to worry about broken hips and stuff when they're having sex. That's what this video should be about.
They made a claymation video about the dangers of seniors having unprotected sex.
I hope we won't be wallflowers. Not with this cleavage showing dress.
I hope I get fucked hard in my withered, crackly, dried-out pussy!
Oh, those voices. Like nails on a chalkboard.
The video is called Sex and the Seniors.
Ugh. Yes, people me.
Isn't that the name of the movie with Sarah Jessica Parker and Kim Cattrall, Sex and the Seniors? No?
And they get together, and they want that closeness.
Hi, my name is George. Would you like to dance?
Sure.
The DVD was produced by this group of friends at the Michael Ann Russell JCC.
Was it embarrassing or touchy at all?
No. Team were all senior citizens. We thought it was a really good one, and it might jar somebody, and we're going to have fun doing this.
They wrote the script, they created the sets, they made the clay characters, they researched the facts. Like 10% of Americans with AIDS are over age 50.
Well, you know, there's a lecture at the JCC about safe sex. Do you want to go with me?
Will they serve refreshments?
I don't care so much about the content, but if they've got refreshments and snacks, I'm there!
The whole thing was just amazing to me.
Seemed like a story didn't need to get out there because...
Yeah, sex with old people. It's a story that's been begging to be told. No one wants to hear that.
Citizens don't know about the dangers that face them.
At my age, she wants me to wear a condom?
I said, wow, I got to send this to all my kids and so forth.
Oh.
Do your kids really want to know about what Dad and Grandpa's doing here?
Truthfully, no.
Let's go together to get...
Did he say truthfully no?
Let's go together to get this certificate that says we are both free of disease.
Ah, that's great. And we'll start out with a clean slate.
Let's go get our certificate showing that we're gonorrhea free.
What a nice way to spend the afternoon with you.
All right, so there you go. That's Sex and the Seniors. Actually, I have the full video here that they've produced, this claymation thing. Maybe on tomorrow's program or something we'll go over it in more detail. But we've got other stuff to deal with today.
If you get raped by a pack of niggers, it'll be your fault.
Mel, not please, not now. I've got a program to do. All weekend long, that's all he's been talking about. Pack of niggers this, pack of niggers that.
If you get raped by a pack of niggers, it'll be your fault.
Yes, I know. All right, yeah, I played the whole Mel Gibson rant on the Sideshow Exclusive program. Speaking of Sideshow Exclusive, Corey's Butt Fudge Sunday was another home run! Had a lot of great stuff. He dealt with the double rainbow guy with some great new audio. He also created a mashup, and I wanted to play a little bit of that for you because, like, the first 10 seconds had me dying.
It takes will to take a 2-year-old baby and to take him and put him in a chamber and send high radiation.
The song is called Dead Baby. Okay. Obviously featuring Justin Bieber's song.
It takes will to take a 2-year-old baby and to take him and put him in a chamber and send high radiation through him until they die. Or to give him a lower dose and watch him die over 2 weeks. I mean, it takes will to go fry a little baby and then watch him bleed out. Watch their fast-growing cells die and their intestines melt in them and their teeth all fall out. And blisters all over their faces. It takes a lot of will to do that, and I want you to know that's the type of demon creatures that are just an inch
in the New World Order, right? He's got to be something about the New World Order.
Get away from you and your family. Taking toddlers, putting them in a radiation tank, and frying them? Oh, but they wouldn't, and that's admitted. I mean, you know, frying babies, folks. But you want to load jets up full of children, some of which are going to have their heads blown off after they're raped.
Baby, baby, baby. Oh. Baby, baby, baby.
Yo!
Baby, baby, baby.
Ah! They torture children with pliers sexually. They like it that children are getting their arms and legs blown off with landmines. The best way to describe the New World Order is a pile of dead children with maggots eating them. By the way, it's coming out about Nixon wanting to abort black babies. I have an audio clip I'm not sure I even want to play. It's a high-level Bush administration official saying that they can torture small children and crush their genitalia. Ooh. You know, I said I wasn't joking when I said they'd probably be barbecuing small children on the White House lawn or maybe cutting the tops of their heads off and eating their brains with a dull spoon and calling it love of the Lord. Putting clone human embryos, human babies, in cow uteruses. Right. People don't stick babies in microwaves. Dead children. Rock.
Alex Jones is just fucking nuts. So that's about a minute and a half of Corey's, 4-minute mashup or whatever. If you want to hear the whole thing, sign up for the Sideshow, superfreaksideshow.com, and of course, check out Corey's Butt Fudge Sunday at buttfudgesunday.com. All right, moving on now. I've got audio of a woman accepting a wine bottle in her cunt. The fat end, the bottom of the wine bottle. Now, you'll have to put up with some horrible music. It sounds like music from like a 1930s horror movie. I mean, she had to have known it was going to hurt. I don't even think there's lube being used. I mean, you get the idea. Loud and screeching. No one wants to hear that. However, I guarantee you, you're going to be begging for me to go back to that audio when you hear what's coming up next. You know, Nicole, we featured this poor, tragic-looking girl. Something's wrong with her face. She has somehow managed to snag a boyfriend. All you single ladies out there, I totally understand if you're suicidal at this point. Because if that monstrosity can find love, what's wrong with you that you can't? Anyways, Nicole is a frequent Linda Finkel Hall of Famer. She apparently is in a spat with her boyfriend, though, and decided to record an original song to express her emotions.
So, sometimes in life, yeah, sometimes in life, things happen that aren't right. They aren't right. Like this. So I had this friend, I believe it's the end.
Alright, she's trying to rhyme, and also a lot of repetition is being used.
Cause now he's rude.
A Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee rude, staple.
With a whole new attitude. He treats me like crap,
Get used
There's
to it,
no
honey.
Need for a map.
Single ladies, I have got a theory here. Prepare to spiral downward into more of a deep depression. I think this Nicole chick got laid, right? She found this guy. He seemed to like her. He got what he wanted out of her, which was pussy. I was going to say hot pussy, but come on, it's Nicole. It's pussy. And now he's being mean to her. It's a very common practice with men, right? Okay, let's continue on here a little more.
Yeah, this.
Yeah.
So I had this friend, I believe it's the end. Cause now he's rude, very rude.
Okay.
With a whole new attitude.
Okay, we're done. I can't listen to any more of this. By the way, she has posted a new video where she's talking about this guy, Eric, and how he's the love of her life. So they must have patched things up. How nice, right? All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Yes, if you are not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, please consider signing up right now. Help support the program. It's only $5 a month. Or $50 a year. That's like getting 2 months free. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do bonus episodes, extended shows, exclusive programs, video casts, all that crap. As a matter of fact, the this past weekend's episode of DV, just for Sideshow Freaks, was probably one of my favorites. And it clocked in at like 35 minutes. Just having a great time with that Mel Gibson audio and stuff. And, of course, Corey's Great Butt Fudge Sunday was also posted this weekend. Tomorrow I have an extended show for you lined up. So sign up right now so you don't miss a thing. SuperFreakSideshow.com. All right, 3 quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here first up. You know, the United States has long been known as the home for stupid lawsuits. I'm glad to see this is spreading overseas. A teacher in Australia is claiming £500,000 in compensation because she says she permanently damaged her larynx yelling at rowdy children. Who the fuck is she suing? Her voice was damaged, she says, during her attempts to shout over the noise in her classroom as she tried to control the pupils aged around 11. The claim by 39-year-old Miss Valissa Bauer against the state government of Queensland is believed to be the first of its kind in the world. This is utterly retarded. I'm angry. Ugh! Why should the government have to pay this? Although neither she nor the government are able to comment on the case because it's in the court system, her statement of claim says that she's been left with permanent vocal damage because the school failed to provide her with an adequate classroom assistant. You know, an aide that could yell for her. That's what the teacher assistant is now used for. The state school did not rotate her to do other school duties, which would have reduced her contact with the rowdy class, says her claim. In her class were 31 special needs children. Oh, the retards. Including a diabetic child.
Diabetes. diabetes, 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 diabetes testing supplies.
I have to tell you, my favorite Wilford Brimley diabetes quote is when he's talking about how you got a few choices if you've been diagnosed with diabetes. You can sit there and be sorry for yourself. I hope you don't. He's always so abrasive and challenging. Crotchety old diabetic, Wilford Brimley. All right, finishing up with this ridiculous story. In her class were 31 special needs children, including a diabetic child. I do consider diabetics to be retarded, who required insulin injections, two autistic children, a child with cardiac disorders, Jesus, running the defibrillator in the classroom, and a number of children with the condition known as ADHD. In her claim, Ms. Bauer also accuses the school of failing to ensure that the correct number of staff were available to monitor the high number of students in the class. She's claiming up to £500,000 of damages for personal injury as a result of negligence and breach of contract. The sum includes amounts for general damages, past economic loss, future impairment of her earning capacity up to the age of 65, and medical expenses. The state government has yet to file a defense. So there you go. Second story we have for you today comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida, our most fucked up state.
Sometimes I feel like men romanticize the idea of fucking a hooker. You know, in theory, it sounds like just a fantastic idea. No strings attached, just banging the shit out of someone you don't care about. It's every guy's fantasy. Pump and dump, right? Unfortunately, the image of the hooker that we have in our heads don't exist in reality. And this is a perfect story illustrating that point. A Gainesville man was trying to get a little bit of sex for cash when he got a good look at the hooker's mouth. After backing out, he got robbed by the lady of the evening, and now the hooker has been apprehended and thrown in jail. Gainesville police say the man was negotiating a price for Jennifer Elder's services when she smiled and flashed those beautiful pearly yellows and showed him her nasty teeth. When he tried to back out, she grabbed his checkbook, which had $78 inside, and ran off. He called police, and Elder was arrested a short time later. Investigators say he likely won't be charged for soliciting prostitution since he was the victim of a felony. At first I thought, well, you know, he should be arrested too because, you know, it's illegal to, you know, prostitutes, but he didn't actually give her any money. She stole it from him. They were currently just in the negotiation stage. Final story we have for you today. I love these stories involving babies and Craigslist. Back in April, Spokane police discovered that the person behind a hoax ad on Craigslist offering a child for sale was just a bored teenager. Now police say, now... Every time I say now, I think of the retard in that public service announcement.
I learned the job slow, and now I know it by heart.
And now, I know it by heart. I sort glass. That's what I do. Don't throw us away.
Don't throw us away.
It's good shit. All right, where the hell are we at here now? Police say they've encountered something similar in the case of Gregory Edison. The only difference is that, according to the cops, Edison wasn't kidding around when he... Around? Now? When he offered his six-month-old daughter to the highest bidder. Edison posted the ad on Monday on the website Craigslist, but it was taken down within the hour. In it, the 44-year-old father of two included a picture of his infant and wrote, quote, "We don't get along. She won't let me feed her or hold her. She cries from the time she wakes up till the time she goes to bed. She lets my friends, male or female, hold and feed her. Her and her mom are always fussin'." That's how we spelled it, too. F-U-S-S-I-N apostrophe. Fussin'. "We had a four-hour standoff just to get her to take the bottle from me. She will be on the porch waiting for you. Lol."
Happy New Year, biatch. Lols.
Yes, a Spokane resident tipped off a TV station to the ad. Now the cops want prosecutors to charge Edison with attempted child selling, a felony that would add to his already impressive record of convictions, including first-degree robbery, fourth-degree assault, and a drug charge. Father of the week. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, you know what to do here. Speak!
Timmy Boo, it's Double Complete Rainbow here. I was listening to the recording of that Rainbow Freak, and I realized it sounds like the dude's masturbating.
You think so?
I think he's masturbating to a Double Complete Rainbow. But what's even
better, if you're going to masturbate to a rainbow,
you think of Double Complete Rainbow
do a Double Complete
as
Rainbow.
A bizarre sex term involving two men of varying ethnic backgrounds somehow managing to pound each other in the ass at the same time. It's Double Complete Rainbow.
Yeah, someone needs to come up with a good bizarre sex term for that.
Strut that ass. Come on, Timmy. I want to see you strut that ass. You gonna get on that microphone and talk all day, sure, but I'm going to see out there strutting that ass. Because if you were, you wouldn't be strutting that ass.
That's right.
Hey, what man?
What, man?
This is a brown man speaking, and I was on the Freakipedia, and I noticed at the bottom, you were asking for a name for the distorted view tranny.
Yes.
And I was thinking candy cream, except instead of C's, make it 2 K's.
Candy cream?
Well, I guess that's it, Timmy Boo. See ya.
Right, that's not a bad name. I've heard worse.
Hi, Tim. Lifetime Lady Freak Sterling here.
Oh.
I was just listening to your Friday show where you posed the question, can a girl be a gooner? And I'm going to do the annoying thing of answering a question with a question, but why would a girl need to be a gooner if she's capable of multiple orgasms?
That's true.
Just a thought there. Have a good one. Jagoo.
Jagoo to you. I don't know. Maybe some girls just like to, I don't know. I don't know if girls, you know, really, if you can just have multiple orgasms, no point to edging, right? Because, you know, just fucking go crazy. That thing.
Jagoo, white man, strutting that ass, Timmy Hansen.
You know, usually I don't agree with all the people that call in and call you a homo and a careless fairy and stuff, but you sounded like you might have a little bit of a man crush on Glenn Miller. I think you should totally get him back on the show.
Yeah, I do need to get him back. He does, in that picture that I showed you guys a while ago, he really does look like, you know, a gay guy from the 80s or 70s or something. He looks like Tobias Funke from Arrested Development is who he looked like.
Hey, Tim. Yeah, I was a fucktard in my last message, and I know you're going to be playing this one because you always have to choose one.
Yes.
When you kind of...
And I picked this one.
That's what messes up and they call again. So, I said I've been listening for 7 years, but that's kind of impossible.
Right.
At least for me. But, yeah, I've been listening since 7th grade, and I sent you...
Actually, people could listen, I guess, because I started doing Distorted View Daily on that telephone service back in 2000, December of 2000, so some people may have been following me since, like, 2001 or 2.
Before about that, so they'll probably play that at a later date. But, yeah, and my freak moment with my girlfriend when she referred to... old people as near dead, which is kind of surprising for her because she doesn't hate old people. I do.
It's not a hateful term, I think, for old people. It's just, you know, they are close to death.
But I love her and she's an amazing girlfriend. And thank you for kind of turning her into a freak because I forced her to listen to a couple episodes.
Yeah.
So, bye, Timmy. Great show, and I love you. Oh, yeah, this is Brian, Triple Rainbow.
Sorry, oh, Brian. Triple Rainbow. We had Double Rainbow call in, and now Triple Rainbow.
Oh, cock. Oh, I love you, cock.
Cock is so delicious.
Oh, you're the best cock ever. Oh, fuck.
I don't think he's referring to me as the cock, but if he is, all right. I'll take it.
Hey, Tim, it's me, Alex from Pittsburgh. I was just... I was actually going to tell you what the best kind of TV shows are ever. They actually put in my own little playlist on iTunes. They are the ones that have both amazingly funny audio, like either U-tards or really bad music,
yes.
And all three news stories are amazingly funny to listen to. Especially if you do a reenactment for one of them.
That's a tall order, my friend.
That's kind of thing. And I know you enjoy that burp because most people are like, oh my god, excuse me, you asshole. Yeah. Like, you know what? Fuck you. Alright, have a great night, Jim. Bye.
Alright, thank you very much.
Oh, I gotta take a shit!
Right, Esmeralda checking in.
Hey, Tim. Indiana listener here.
Hello.
Been listening to the show for a while now, side show member.
Ooh.
Gotta help out.
Good boy.
Just calling because I know you've used that clip of that lady talking about reusing catheters and how much of a
yes.
problem it is. I don't know
it
if you've seen
problem.
It, but they've got a new commercial out with this lady, and it's just the same bullshit over again.
She's the catheter queen.
It's ridiculous. I don't understand how this woman is okay with going on national television.
How much do they
telling
pay her?
Everybody she's got some problem where she has to use catheters.
Yeah, reusing catheters.
Anyway, gross. Keep up the good work, Mr. Hanson.
All right, thank you very much for all the voicemails. Keep them coming. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OGOD. Is it OGOD?
Don't throw us away.
Now, all right, subscribe via iTunes, spread the distortion, tell all your friends about the podcast, and if you are not yet Sideshow Freaks, sign up for that as well. We will be back tomorrow with a big Tuesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!